Locker room chats continuing here tonight on KNZA 103.9 FM. Brandon Tamman with you, and we're continuing on with our Horton chat here this evening. It's brought to you by USB and Sweet Pro Feeds. We're now joined by boys basketball coach, that is David Losey. And coach, a lot to dive into with just a couple games left here in the regular season. And your team's playing some really good ball right now. Four straight, correction, five straight wins. You beat Jackson Heights Tuesday, 54-42. And I guess not so specifically with the Jackson Heights game, just here in the last couple of weeks, what's really been kind of the difference with your basketball team and the recent success you guys have had?
I think the kids, they're have really focused up a little bit on different things. And, you know, we're shooting the ball better. I've got to give them a lot of credit. And they've worked at it even in the off season a lot. And, you know, we're putting up some points. And we have made some adjustments in how we do some defensive things. And they like it. And when they like doing things, it seems to do well with them and do well with the results.
11-7 right now. You sit 10-4 in league play, and obviously some opportunities here with a big one coming up on Friday at home against Moore Hill Mounts Academy. We'll dive into that one a little bit later, but would you say that you're playing your best ball right now? You want to be playing up to par, of course, going into sub-state, and there's always room for improvement. All coaches are going to say that, but is this as good as your team has played to this point this year?
Yeah, I do believe that for the last five games. I mean, not only, you know, defensively, but offensively. And again, when we made some adjustments to some things the kids really like to do, and it gets them excited. And I think it's helped with, you know, even, you know, from 1 to 17, that's what we've got out. They've really worked hard in practice and getting each other better. And they are excited, even the kids that don't get to see much varsity time on the bench. And then, you know, I've got to give our home crowds a lot of credit. The student section's been wonderful. Even a couple kids commented the last couple home games that, you know, the atmosphere is amazing. So, and that gym gets pretty loud, and it uplifts them a little bit. And even if we get down a few buckets or something, they tend to, you know, amp it up on defense. And, you know, hopefully we can get out to some better starts. And because our finishers seem to be doing okay.
Well, you mentioned getting out to better starts. Is that what needs to change? My next question was still what needs to get better. Do you look at that right there?
Yes, consistently. I mean, we've had some good starts during this little run, but we've also had some not so good, you could say, when getting down 6-8 points. And so I would consistently like to, you know, have that change every game the rest of the year, obviously regular season and on into postseason.
Let's talk about the sub-state real quick, and we talked a little bit about it last week. You guys are hosting this 2A sub-state, and we talk about how really from top to bottom there's no one team really kind of separating themselves from the pack, that really anybody involved here could certainly put themselves in position to make a run. It might be who's playing their best ball at the right time. You guys are certainly putting yourselves in that category, but JCN with 11 wins, you guys are right there in the two spots, and it's just one of those ones where it's just really who's playing the best basketball potentially.
Yeah, I think we spoke about it a couple weeks ago. You know, it's exciting for a lot of teams, but like I said, it was a little scary too, because, you know, if you come out flat, you could be one and done, but you come out and are playing well, I mean, you can get yourself a little three-game streak and head on to Manhattan. So it's going to be who's playing well, and I like the trajectory that we're on, and hopefully we can keep doing that.
Huge game against Moore Hill Mounts Academy on Friday night, and a team you saw back in early January, and the Ravens winning the first time around, 53-36. I would say you're probably playing a little bit better than that first meeting. They're probably playing a little bit better as well, and maybe a little bit different on their end. But what's kind of the expectation for this big one on Friday?
Well, we were actually up at half that game, and we just came out really flat in the third quarter. And I think our kids, maybe some of our inexperience showed a little bit when they got up, you know, a couple, three baskets, and we started pressing a little bit on ourselves. And, you know, then started forcing some things. So I think we're now a little more comfortable in those situations. I don't want to get too comfortable, obviously, but, you know, I hope that we get out to a quick start and can do what we've been doing. And again, hopefully some of our adjustments defensively will help us stop, you know, they've got a couple of really good perimeter players, and keep them out of the lane and do the things that we've been doing these last five, six games.
Horton boys basketball coach David Losey joining us. His team playing some really good ball. Five straight wins. They're 11-7, 10-4 in league play. Beat Jackson Heights Tuesday by 12. They'll get Moore Hill Mounts Academy Friday. Wrap up the regular season next week on the road at Oskaloosa before sub-state. Coach, we appreciate it very much. Good luck Friday against MHMA. We'll talk to you one final time next week.
All right. Thanks a lot, Brandon. Take care.